I certainly have a number of things in my past I don't want anyone to know about. And yet all of these things are known. Of course, they are known to God. And when I confessed my sins to God and pleaded for His mercy, He forgave me for those things. And His grace is abundant and free. And I have been released from the guilt of that. But do you know what? Satan is called the accuser of the brothers. And how is it that he is able to accuse us? Because he gathers information on what we once were. And I see in the world today those who would wage war against the saints, as it says in the book of Revelation, gathering information that they use against people. You see, we all have something that can be used against us. That is what is so terrible about the capability that Satan has of drawing up from our past. That's what's so frightening about other people who want to control us and intimidate us, drawing things up from our past. But we must be confident in the grace of God in our lives. And remember, it is God who will judge us. It is God who has forgiven us. It is God who stands by our side. And we will not be intimidated by the knowledge of our past sins. For the blood of Jesus Christ has washed them all away. Listen to how John the Revelator talks about it in Revelation chapter 1, beginning with verse 4. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the firstborn of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. You see, God changes us from what we were into what we are today. And we must have confidence that now we have become kings and priests unto God. And we say, unto him be dominion over us forever and ever. And no one else can have dominion over us because of our past sins. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I thank you for saving me. You saved me from my sins. You saved me from myself. I can't erase the memory of my past sins, but they are under the blood, and I don't let those things intimidate me. Now, Lord, you hear the words of the enemy when he brings up the past, both in my soul and maybe in public. But we know this, O Lord, our sins are forgiven. We will not be intimidated by that. We will stand up straight and say, yes, Lord, yes, by the grace of God, I've been forgiven. I am a new person. Help me in that. In Jesus' name, amen.